Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It's Monday, March 14th. I got it right this time. Fucked it up before, but I got it this time. I do have a guest today. I'm not alone. My friend Impy is here with me.
How are we?
And we're actually not in the basement right now. We're in the dining room, and I have it on the fucking table because my new dog Charlie's walking around right now. You're probably going to hear him bark. Maybe he'll take a shit in the middle of this thing.
Charles.
And I'll have to pause it and clean it up.
He's right here.
Because I tried to do this like in the living room. But he wants to chew all the wires and get electrocuted and die. And I can't have that happen because people would hate me.
And we can't, you know, do this downstairs because who knows what the dog will do upstairs.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the whole thing.
And that's, yo, and this dog, he's good. He's like, he stays, now he'll stay in his cage. He'll sleep all night, which is great. But then in the morning, he wakes up like now 7, but it used to be 6 because of daylight savings or whatever. But now he wakes up like on the dot 7. And he's up and just fucking ready for the day.
Mayhem.
So he starts barking and shit. And I got to open the cage and bring him right upstairs. Because my floor is like carpeting. And he just thinks, oh, I'm on grass. It's totally fine. And he just shits and pisses wherever the hell he wants. Like not on the pads. But upstairs, he's pretty good. That's why I got to do that.
I want to say, I definitely think having a pet, a dog primarily, a great way to practice for having a kid.
Oh, yeah.
This is a warm up.
Dude, it's... I was talking about this on the last time, because the last time I did a podcast, it was like after the first day I had him, which was a disaster. Like, I slept like 2 hours, maybe. He was like crying the whole time, and he was shitting, and just, it was awful. Look at him. He's like, he's got something. What is that? What is that? What the fuck is that? Oh, here we go. What the fuck is this?
I think it's a hair clip. It could be. Hair clip.
It's a hair clip.
They got it.
He almost died on the air. It's fine. Sure. You can't die on the air, dude. Die like some other time.
This is awesome. No, this is really great. You gonna talk about the poop?
Oh yeah. So my dog has parasites, which he had before I got him. I'm not like a dude. You want your own mic here? Go ahead. Talk. Go ahead. He tried to bite the microphone.
Bit the mic.
But he had parasites, and I took him to the vet like the day after I got him, and they tested his stool, and he said, oh, he's got parasites. So I was like, shit. So I got him on the meds, and he's been taking them for the past 5 days. Today, he took a shit, and there was a big-ass worm in it.
White worm.
I was like, what is this? Called the vet immediately. She's like, that's a good thing. That means it's dying. The meds are working, blah, blah, blah.
It's getting out.
But, yo, it looks like a rubber band. I was like, what the fuck? Dude, you gotta shut up, or
this
I will.
This guy's a star, though. He knows what time it is.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I need to get. Let me say something to the people.
He needs some airtime.
Anyway, so that's enough of that. Just fucking dog.
Good way to start, though.
Yeah, it's a good way to start. Right. Dog almost dies in the first 2 minutes of this fucking thing.
Well, what else can possibly go wrong?
Anyway, for those of you who don't know, me and Impy have known each other a very long time. Dude, you're gonna have to shut the fuck up. Oh man. The fuck was I talking about? I paused it because I had to. This dog was going crazy, but. Me and Ippy have known each other a really long time. When do we?
I want to say sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Something like that. Fifth, sixth grade.
Yeah. We were like kind of friends back then. And then we became close friends.
Yeah.
But the reason why, like, Ippy, every time I have any idea about anything, I always call Ippy. I'm like, dude, I need to talk. I need to sort some shit out.
Flush this idea out.
Yeah, I know. We just need to talk about it. Because every time I bring an idea to Ippy, it's never like, dude, what the fuck are you talking? It's always like, all right, well, here's how. We could do it. We'll do this. We'll do that. Like, it's never... I could come up with the dumbest idea ever, which I probably have in the past, and you probably have come up with some stupid shit. And we're both just, like, on board, like, no matter what. Like, all right, how are we going to do this?
You got to give it a chance, no matter what it is. You always give it a shot, I guess.
Yeah, and I was always, like, a traditional... I had, like, a traditional way of looking at things and thinking until I met this kid. And
appreciate that.
No, yeah, you really did open my mind to the possibilities of like, you know, why the fuck not? You know what I mean?
Should we talk about some of the dumb ideas we've had?
Yeah.
Okay, so my all-time favorite is the holiday store idea.
Oh, my God.
Which is sort of like...
First it started out, this kid just goes, yo, I have an idea. I'm like, what? He goes, let's sell trees. And I'm like, dude, first of all, mind you, at this point, we're like 16 or 15, 16. He's like, let's sell trees. And I'm like, what? How are we going to sell trees? And then he wanted to open up a holiday store, right?
It's a great idea. Depending on the holiday, you know, depending on the time of year, the store would change. So if it's Christmas time, you got
all
gifts,
Christmas
wrapping
shit.
Paper, trees. Yeah. No one steal this idea because there's a chance it could still work.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, you know, cards, romantic stuff, chocolate, mm-hmm. you know, jewelry. 4th of July, maybe fireworks.
It's just summer, like American flags.
American
and
flags left and right.
Yeah.
Just a holiday store. Anyway, that's probably one of my favorite dumb ideas.
Yeah. We had all these ideas. We're like, yo. But yeah, man, whenever I have an idea, I'm always like running it by and be like, yo, let's do this, let's do that. But I think it's good to have something like that. But
and even in the beginning of when your whole career started, you would always take me with you on like these business meetings. And
yeah.
I remember when we met with a reality TV show producer, you were just like, come with me because, I don't know, just come with me.
Yeah.
Just be there.
There's
in the
no one really who I talk to about like all this other shit except you. I don't know why.
It's cool.
Because like, it's hard for other people to like relate to it in a way.
Yeah.
Or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you would just like, you're just like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're just always on board.
You got to take a chance. You have to be open-minded. You have to embrace ideas because, you know, good ideas come from bad ideas. It's the truth.
Awful ideas are great.
Awful ideas are great because they help create the good ideas. And yeah, that totally helped me. I took time off from school, came back, going to school for advertising now. I want to be like a creative in the advertising world. And that's nothing but creating and selling ideas.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty much what we've been doing.
Exactly what we've been doing. So now I'm going to try to get paid for that. But that's exactly, you know, that's where it started. Us being dumb kids.
Yeah.
Trying to make something out of nothing.
We also had this idea. It was a music blog. And it was called yougotputon.blogspot.com. I think it's still up and running now.
It is.
So if you go to the site, you go to yougotputon.blogspot.com, right? It was a music blog that we were updating, and we just put out like the newest music and shit like that. And then on the side, we had this thing called a fan club where we just had these girls post pictures with signs that said "I got put on." And they were like riding them on their bodies. And like, I remember this one girl like wrote it on her tits. And
solid.
They were like, we were like 17 at the time. We were like, yo, fuck it. Let's
this
just
was it. So ahead of its time though, because like how often do websites have like hot girl of the day or
right.
things like that?
Yeah, I know. We were like, yo, let's
just put hot chicks
on the
side.
And then it worked out for everyone else except us.
Well, it's all about having the idea first.
No, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm looking at this thing. This is
hilarious. Yeah, you're on it right now. It's fucking crazy.
What's great, though, is that our friends came to us and was like,
why'd you guys stop doing that?
I was downloading mixtapes off of your site, and I was finding music off your site. And that was, for us, that was such a big deal because this was before Joe was doing anything on the internet, before he had any sort of a following or anything like that. So we had, like, it was local support. All of our friends, even people that we didn't really know that well,
like they knew people that we knew. Yeah, they were like kind of like down with it. I remember that people were like, yo, why did you guys stop doing that, man? That was so cool. But and this was when we were super young, like it was just cool. But the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because I hope that people have these ideas, especially now. I think in this day and age, like, it's so easy to make anything pop.
You can,
like,
do anything now.
It's so, like, you know what I mean? Like, if anything, it's so much easier now. Like, I compare it to the music industry where bands back in the day, I'm watching Vinyl on HBO, good show, and it's, like, all about that, right? Like, if you were a band and you wanted to get signed by a label, you had to just play these random shows all the time and just hope that some, like, A&R or someone was in the crowd and just, like, was like, I like your guys' stuff, like, blah, blah, blah. So you would have to travel and just do all these shows in random places in order to get looks.
Yeah.
But now you just upload a video to fucking YouTube and that could be your look. Someone just has to see that. And I'm sure they're looking. You know what I mean? I'm sure they're looking all the time. But yeah, man, it's like so much easier. And now especially, like, you could just create a fucking app and go ape shit.
Yeah.
Dude who created Angry Birds. God.
He's probably sitting on a fucking million.
Yeah.
100 million.
Dude, that guy could buy my house a million times probably. It's insane.
No excuse. If you want to do something, go out and do it. You know, try to inspire people. You are an inspiration, you know.
Fucking I hope that people can look at me and just go, this kid's a fucking moron in his basement, like, not doing anything crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and that's part of the reason why I haven't, like, ramped up production at all, you know what I mean? Because
stay true.
I just wanted people to see, like, he's not doing anything crazy. I don't have to do anything crazy if I'm going to do something like this. Like, the content just needs to be there because that's all that matters. And that's why I try to preach to people. Like, when younger people ask me questions, they're like, yo, do you have any advice or blah, blah, blah?
How do you do this? How do you do that?
I'm like, yo, just make content that you like. You know what I mean? That you're proud of. Like, not like try to appeal to someone or some shit. Don't try to
be like anybody else.
Yeah, like, why would you do that? It already exists. Like, the thing that's cool is the new thing. And if you're creating the new thing, then yo,
you're it.
Exactly. You're the thing. People are going to try and copy you. So, like, that's what I try to tell people, man. But
you got to just, I mean, for me personally, I guess if we want to talk about this, in high school or even before that, there's a book written by Napoleon Hill. This is going years. This is like the
Rich Dad Poor Dad?
No. Oh, that's funny you love that one.
That was a good one.
There's a book. It's called Think and Grow Rich. 1937, I think. You know, Great Depression era. Basically, Napoleon Hill, what he did was he practically interviewed and he lived with 16 very, very successful people. Andrew Carnegie, who's Carnegie Hall.
At the same time? Or
no, he just, over the course of time, he compiled. You know, he went to 16 very, very, very successful people. And what he did is he studied them. You know, what were the common themes throughout all of these people's lives?
Yeah.
And one of the main things was just like a mindset and a desire and a lot of ambition. You know, if you really want something, you can just put it in your mind. You want to do it and you can just do it. There's no excuses.
Exactly. And we were talking about this before we started this, like, you just have to make that your identity. Like, that's how people know you.
Yeah.
Like, people now when they see me, or even like when I first started, like, I was just doing it so consistently and like I just made everything about me these videos. That's all I did. It was just, I created that identity so that when people thought of my name, they thought the videos and not necessarily me.
Yeah, they came up, they started on your personal Facebook page.
Right.
You put them on your page.
Yeah, so when I tell people, it's like, if you want it bad enough, like, just make it your whole identity. Not change everything about you, like, not like that. But I'm saying, like, just full head on.
Yeah.
That's all you do because this thing.
Because if that's what you want, that's what you're gonna embody. Like, if you really want it bad enough, it will take over you in a way. And it's gonna put, you know, hours and hours of work, of whatever work you're putting in. But it takes that. It takes a lot of time. But like I said, dude, if you want something bad enough, there's no excuse. Especially now, like you said, you wanna make music? Do you wanna act? Do you wanna make a business? Whatever you want, you have the ability now.
There's so many platforms.
Yeah.
And we're all so connected, it's crazy. Like, with social media, like, dude, I could talk to people in fucking Australia. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. And we were talking about this, actually, you weren't there, but on Veterans Minimum, the sports podcast we talk about, that I do.
Plug.
Yeah. We talked about how Twitter basically gives the voiceless a voice.
Yes.
And which is good and bad. It's good where, you know, if you have something positive to say, it could,
people
inspire something. But also, if you're an idiot and you're a fucking asshole and you know, normally you would say something and only your fucking three dumb friends at your lunch period would hear it and that would be it. But now with Twitter, all you use is a hashtag, and if someone clicks on it,
boom,
they could see your stupid thought and now you're infecting people with your dumb shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're all so connected. So if you have a good idea and it's good and you believe it's good and you're not just doing like the cheap, you're not doing the easy way out or something like that, then people will find it. You know what I mean? And that's what I always believed with my like videos as well. Like, I liked doing it. I always liked doing it. There's videos of me when I was super young. Like, I was trying to grab the camera for my mom. I just liked doing it and I couldn't make any money from it for 2 years. And I did it for free because I'm like, this is just a good look. Like, if someone sees it.
Even though you should have been making money and you didn't, and you were fine with that. And that's another thing that I commend you on, because you had so many opportunities to just, I don't want to say sell out, because sell out is not the word, but maybe it is the word. And you had that opportunity and you did not. And I definitely want to applaud you for that as well. Social media, dude, with the internet and, like, you want to make music, you don't need a record label anymore. You don't need...
I don't get that at all.
You don't need
I
don't get the record label. Why? Me personally, I would never sign a deal.
I don't understand why people would.
Why sign a deal?
Yeah. Unless you, like what Mac Miller did. You know what I'm saying? Like, he built this fan base strictly from the internet and YouTube, and then he just did tours and made so much money and was paying who? No one. Rostrum, I think he did, like, there was a distribution deal or some shit.
And that was it.
That's minimal money. If you go to a record label, they take a lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. I really believe that you could do anything on your own if you want to.
If you want it bad enough.
By the way, if you're wondering, that squeaking noise is my dog's fucking toy. I've been trying to take it from him while I'm talking to you people, but
he's teething.
He's a fucking, oh God. Charlie, son of a bitch.
Charlie.
That hurt.
But, it's mad loud right now. Hold on. Sorry, I'm back. But yeah, man, just the whole reason why, like, we're having this conversation is it basically is like, why not? Like, that was your whole thing. It's like, yo, why not? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, why not?
Exactly. And like, if you have a dream or just like something, it's like, really think about it. Like, why the fuck not? And like, it's so easy now. It's not easy. It's going to take a lot of hard work, but it's easier.
It's easier.
It's easier now. You know what I mean? With these fucking phones, an app, whatever the fuck it is, it's just easier.
Take a chance.
You know what I mean? All you have to do is just do it consistently. It's not going to happen overnight, and that's what happens to a lot of people. They get discouraged when it doesn't work at first.
Yeah.
But, yo, if you like doing it, don't do it for the money. Try not to be controlled by money.
Yeah.
Because...
Do it because you want to do it.
Or do it because you want to get better at it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing. You mean whatever that is. Like, one of my friends, I know he wants to get into fashion, but, like... And he's just like, yo, I'm not sure. I don't really know too much. But dude, if you love it and you like it and you just want to get better at it, eventually you're going to get paid for it.
Yeah.
And you're going to like find a way. You know what I mean? Just because you like it. You know what I mean? My videos when I first started, oh, they suck. They're so bad.
Super organic though.
They're
super organic.
They're just awful.
Natural. You know what I mean?
But it fucking worked out. And it's because I just every week I didn't care if people watched. I didn't care if, you know, people made fun of me for it. I didn't care. I was just like, dude.
Which you probably were made fun of.
Oh, dude, forget about it.
Yeah.
This kid's gay.
This kid's shirt's off. What's wrong with him? This kid needs to do some push-ups.
Oh, he's gay and not funny.
He's not even brolic. Why is his shirt off?
Right. It's just, but, you know, people are going to do that regardless of what you do. You could be fucking a cashier at H&M. Someone's going to tell you you're fucking...
A cashier.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Just something. It doesn't matter. But...
Take risks. Keep an open mind.
Yeah. You got to just do it every day. Do it every week. Do it consistently. Eventually, you're going to get good at it. And then you're going to realize how much you sucked when you first started. That's going to be a fun day. Because I remember that. Where I looked back at old videos and I was like, this is fucking awful. Why did anyone like this? And you know what the worst thing is? When people tweet me now... And go, oh, I watched this video. It was funny. And it's like an old one. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, that's not funny at all, dude. I'm like, I'm kind of concerned for your sense of humor. Like, why do you think it's funny? You know? I don't know, man. But
it's good.
Shit.
Growing up, man, we were some wild kids. We were some wild kids. But we were different, though. We were different from everybody else.
I feel like everyone knew that. Me and you would do some weird shit. And I feel like we're still going to do some weird shit. Like, we're going to have some, you know, business venture where it's just like, what? What are they doing? Joey and Imperial, what? What are they doing that for?
Yo, Imp and Joe Shuffling Co.
Woo! When it snowed.
We wanted to reinvent the shoveling game for kids, though, because we feel that shoveling snow should be something that kids make money off doing. You know, when you're a kid, you don't really work. You know, I'm talking about the weird in-between age.
Yeah, like 14, 15, 16. 16, you can get a job. But like 14, 15, 16, you can't get a job really. Or you're not like even trying.
Yeah.
You know? It's like before you hit high school. I mean, you just hit high school. It's like,
you can't work yet.
Exactly. Really. So when it snows, like.
That job should be for that age group of the neighborhood.
Right.
That was, we wanted to go around.
No one's going to hurt themselves. No one's going to break their back.
No. Yeah. No old lady. We didn't want any old lady shoveling. We didn't want a 50-year-old man shoveling. You got to.
Yeah. Even me now, dude, I'm 24. If I shovel, my fucking back, legs, everything hurts.
Your back will fall out.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not doing this shit anymore.
That was another one.
That's what I would hope. Yeah, I forgot about that. Imp and Joe Shoveling Co. We were just going to hire young kids. It's such a weird, it's like
well, we were
child
kids.
Labor.
We were kids when we wanted to do that.
No, idea. I know. We were like, yo, we will do it. We should still do that. Like, why?
Like, if we saw, like, you know, snow in the forecast, we were going
to. Or even just go to people's houses, like in October and be like, hey. You know, and have them sign a contract.
I'm just going to introduce myself.
Yeah, when it snows 5 inches, we'll come through. So 5 inches or more, we'll come through and shovel everything for a low price.
For a low price.
But we just get everyone in the neighborhood, and that's how you make money.
And it's like you're doing a good thing. It's like you're giving back to the kids of the community.
Exactly.
And
the old people don't have to die.
Yes. No pulled backs.
We get salt. We'll provide the shovels and the salt.
Yeah. Just provide $10. Okay. Well, I don't remember what we wanted to charge.
I don't know. No, it was like
for the low though.
So I don't know. I hated shoveling though. I did it one time and made like $65 once.
But was like that the day we did it?
No, it wasn't the day. Then I have done it twice then. Because I remember one day I did it and I was like miserable. I was in so much pain and I was like 15. And I only made $65 and I was like, yo, this sucks. Like, this is awful. I remember this one lady had a big ass driveway and I think me and Nick shoveled it out. And like, you know, when you like, you know, if you're smart and you're not dumb like us, like you go and like, hey, we're going to do your driveway. You
negotiate it.
Yeah, you negotiate beforehand. We just did it and she was like, here's $10. And I was like, this fucking was whack. Bitch. Yeah, so we made $10 off of that.
You needed a snowplow and you did it with your bare hands.
Yeah.
And she didn't even appreciate it.
Man. Why? How much is a snowblower? Do those even
work? Probably a really good investment, though, honestly.
It depends where you live.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have a use for it. Like, I have a small walkway and a.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
We got like three snow days out of it.
And you live in like a fucking. Especially if you live in Manhattan, like, there's no point in any of that shit.
But,
It'd be Joe Shoveling Co. We could have gone to big businesses and be like, yo, we'll shovel outside. We'll come through.
Listen, there's a bunch of ideas right now. With
16-year-olds and people are just going to be profiting off of this.
I will take these ideas. Then we turned You Got Put On .blogspot into a .com.
Oh, yeah. We turned it into a .com and we did that for a little while.
3 months, 100,000 views in 3 months.
That was nice.
It was a baby. We call it a beta site, I guess you could say.
Yeah, we did that because we're like.
Because we felt like a lot of the material on the internet. We thought that there was, with the growth of the internet, we felt that there was tons of stuff out there, and we didn't really know a place that like filtered good content.
Yeah, like good content, and also the way it was written. You know what I mean? Like I wanted it to be written very
with no agenda,
right? Because just so like much, very like fucking, you know, like you're talking to someone,
very
not
loosely.
not just like you're listening to a news anchor. Yeah. Today, a man was like the voice that they put on the news.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want it to be written like that. I wanted it to be written like how you would have a conversation. Would really want it. Yeah, exactly. Like, just whatever the hell you wanted in there.
This is like a rough estimate. I would say about like 90% of media publications have an agenda. I don't know. Like, maybe 90% is too much. But like, I always feel that, you know, with information and with content, there's always like an underlying tone behind it. You know, either trying to do this or that. And with us, we were just like, this video's funny. It's funny because this or, you know. This song sucks despite everybody liking it.
Yeah.
And we stayed to ourselves and, you know, we did well, but we didn't have enough writers.
No, but not only that, like, I feel like we, like, that's like a dying thing also. You know what I mean? Like things are starting to die. Like I've been telling people this for months now that we're in such like a weird transitional
period.
Phase because the TV's kind of dying and all these streaming apps are like, picking up, and pretty soon TV is going to be dead.
Newspapers
dead.
Radio
and
dying.
Publications like that, where it's like a site that you go to and read, you know, long form articles. Those aren't going to last, in my opinion. I mean, I'm an asshole.
Also,
you know
because
I mean?
Everybody's attention span is dwindling.
Exactly, because so things like, you know, just or people just want an app for certain things. Like, dude, I only like reading about technology, so there's a fucking app for that, all the technology news or whatever the fuck it is. But people don't want to read all the extra shit, so when you have a big publication like that, it's like very general, there's a bunch of categories and blah blah blah, then, you know, that's those things are gonna die out to me. Like, it that's why I'm just like thinking about it, like I wanted to shoot my own show, but I don't want it on TV because TV, you know,
you have
it's
to
very
to,
filtered
you have
and
to answer to somebody.
Yeah, I have to answer to someone, and also it's very filtered, and I wouldn't be able to say exactly what I wanted to say. Am I offending someone? Oh, that someone is connected to
this person.
Our network and this network, blah blah blah. Like, I don't want to have to worry about that. You know what I mean? So the only place that I can logically put like a actual show is YouTube, but it can't live there forever. So when there is something in place, like something like Netflix, right, where they have an original series, they put out a series. 13 episodes, fucking dogs are going crazy, 13 episodes like on that day, and people just binge watch, because that's all people want to do now too, is binge watch shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's weird, man.
It's also the same for music, because I don't know if any of you guys listening know this, but when, if you go on a music blog or you go on a website that promotes music, there's a chance that somebody paid that publication to post that song or that album, or, you know, you never really know the underlying tone. So basically, simply put, your favorite artist might be paying to be on these popular websites or playing at these popular festivals, because it is a known fact that artists pay to be headliners at festivals, or they pay to be, you know, on the first screen of the website, a very popular website.
Yeah.
So we just, you know, the fact that we didn't have an agenda and we would just post things that we liked, it was dope.
Jeez, this dog is ruthless right now.
This is great. We should just talk about the dog.
Yeah, hold on. This motherfucker, you know why? My sister came in, she's eating tuna fish, and the shit is so potent. I thought the dog shit on the ground, but it's tuna fish. I really thought he shit. How do you people eat tuna fish? Do you eat tuna fish?
I eat it on bread, like a sandwich.
Dude,
I wouldn't eat it. See, I'm weird. I wouldn't eat it. She's eating it with a fork out of a bowl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it like that. I would only eat it on toast.
Right.
With mayo.
Right.
I don't know.
Dude, tuna fish is literally garbage.
Not a big fan.
I can't even clean a dish that has tuna fish on it.
This smells bad.
There's nothing worse than wet tuna fish. This dog wants tuna fish so bad. Dude, you don't even know how bad that is. He wants it so bad, he doesn't even know how bad it tastes. And now Chase is barking. Now we got a fucking zoo in here. Let's get a couple of birds. We used to have birds.
Did you?
Yeah, hold on. Hey!
All right. This is great.
I know, it's a disaster now. Fuck it, turn into a disaster now. It's over. We used to have birds. We had two birds.
Okay,
Molly and Marty. Blue parakeets.
Yeah,
yeah, two Molly parakeets. Right, and then we had
Molly was a bitch.
Molly was a bitch. She was a bird. I'm calling her a bitch. Then we had lizards. Dude, this is insane.
That's scary. I would be scared of
Keith
lizards.
Had like tons of lizards, I think. And they would get loose all the time.
That's what I'd be scared of. No snakes, no lizards, no reptiles.
And they were small. So you would find them like
under your pillow.
Yeah, just like you'd wake up and it'd be right in front of your face. And you'd be like, fuck, what am I doing here? Or he had like a big, what?
That never happened.
That did happen. I swear to God that happened. I swear to God that happened. The little green ones that he had, he always would take them out and like play with them. It's a lizard, not
on
a fucking
hands?
Dog. Yeah, he'd play with them like, you know, like random, like those weird people on Twitter play with like cockroaches and shit.
That's gross.
He would play with the lizards, and like we had this pirate ship, and he used to put them in the pirate ship and like play with them like they were action figures. And I like was sleeping, and I woke up, and like it was on my blanket, like walking up towards me. And like I wasn't like grossed out by him, because like we had him in the house. But
so
like, can you imagine that you weren't, and this fucking thing's crawling at you?
I would have flicked it.
Yeah, and there was actually a time where one of his lizards, he had a big, then he bought a big ass one, and his tail came off. It didn't get chopped off, but it's like a defense mechanism.
Okay.
Where they detach from the tail. So in case like, you know, a predator grabs its tail.
Okay.
He like detaches from it so he can get the fuck away. But we thought he like killed it or some shit. So we were all like crying or whatever. What else did we have? We had a crab once for like a day.
I think I did have that pirate ship. I think everybody had that pirate ship.
And they had the little fucking pirates on.
Yeah. I think I had that too.
Shit was lit.
Yo, parents aren't creative with the gifts. Like, like every parent got the same gift for their kid. Like, I'm telling you, we probably had the same toys growing up.
Maybe. That no. I disagree. Now, well, the mistake that parents do is they get their kid an iPad like early. And then what do you do? You're going to get them a fucking Polly Pocket or some shit?
Yeah.
You just download a new app on the fucking thing?
That's like a relationship. You can't go big
early.
No,
you can't. No, dude.
Mr. Private Helicopter's over here.
That was 1 year. I had to do it. But what? What?
Yeah. No, we're talking about, may I?
What?
May I say what's going on with the helicopter?
She knows about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do for you? Never mind.
For what?
Well,
2 years?
Yeah.
Dude, I got time to think about that. It's not till November. Whatever your fucking name is. Chill out.
Why'd you name him Charlie?
I don't know. You know why? Because when I was like, I wanted a dog forever.
Okay.
And then whenever like Chase would do something bad, I would always look at my mom and be like, you know, Charlie would never do something like this. Like, and I would just say his name was like Charlie.
The fake dog that you never had. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Can you like throw that in a river, the fucking tuna fish?
Can you stop?
This is hilarious. This
throw
is
the tuna fish in the river so the dog doesn't smell it. God damn it. Anyway. What?
How's he doing over there, Chase?
Oh, Chase. Yeah, my other dog, Chase, he's very passive. So, and the puppy wants to play all the time. So fucking whenever Chase steps on the floor, the dog runs after him and tries to play. And Chase is not about it. He just jumps on the couch because the dog can't get up there. And he's just like, dude, fuck this little dog.
You got to remember to show him love, man. He's probably feeling some type of way.
Whenever we give the dogs treats, we always give Chase first, you know. Good. And then we always.
It's like a psychological.
Issue. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would definitely. I don't have any brothers or sisters, so I don't know. But you probably don't remember when you were young. But
no, I have no fucking idea.
Shannon, do you remember?
If you were jealous that when I was born that I was getting too much love.
No.
Oh. No one.
Yeah. Cold hearted.
Yeah, I don't know. Who gives a shit?
I was the only girl, so I always had special attention in some way.
Yeah, Shannon was the only girl. And then I don't think Keith gives a shit about anything.
Except his lizards.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, this is an interesting.
This was an interesting podcast. It went a lot of different ways. But let's just wrap this the fuck up.
Moral of the story.
Don't eat tuna fish.
Hold on. Moral of the story. No, truthfully, moral of the story. Take a risk. Take chances. Believe in yourself. Work very hard.
And don't eat tuna fish.
Don't eat tuna fish.
At all.
Don't, at all.
And don't.
No lizards.
And don't try to record a podcast when your puppy's around, because that motherfucker will just bark and try to chew the wires.
Yeah.
What else you got? That's it? That's all we got. Anyway.
What time is it?
We're at 30 minutes. Chilling. Oh,
that's what you do?
I usually do like 22 and people are like, what the fuck? But really? This is longer, yeah.
See, veterans minimum is like an hour.
It's an hour long, yeah. But, you know, there's four people. We can talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
Anyway, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
You can find me on social media, IMPY2_.
Ooh. Also, if you guys are into sports, we're a part of a sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. I'm also a part of another podcast called Invasion of Privacy. Both of those are on iTunes and SoundCloud, so you go check them out. That's Veterans Minimum and Invasion of Privacy. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.